This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's the weekend. Yeah, baby. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Hour two. It is 7:06. Good morning. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Wow, there's a lot going on.
Oh, yeah.
You got the big parade in Gainesville. That's going on tomorrow. So around university, that'll be closed off. So think about that traffic-wise. Otherwise, bring the whole family. Have fun down there. And you're safer, too, now that Willie Riley has been put away. Willie Riley's 50 years old. Now, when I say put away, I mean, I think very probably temporary. But he was arrested yesterday after allegedly throwing a large log at a car with an open window, narrowly missing the driver.
Wow.
Now, I don't think it was one of those Yule logs that we hear about this time of year.
Probably not.
No.
Probably not.
And that's part of the problem. I mean, if you're trying to give somebody a gift, but yeah, it's otherwise it's like a projectile, and the popo, they don't like that, and they shouldn't, and nobody should.
And think of the stupidity. We've seen this over the years in major cities where they would drop like manhole covers off of an overpass, thinking, I don't know what they're thinking. They end up killing somebody.
Bowling balls.
Bowling balls. Just stupid stuff. You're like, what do you think's going to happen when it hits a car going 70 miles an hour?
Right. Which, like, you know, taking a toilet out in the woods and blowing it apart with, you know, high-powered weaponry, that's fun.
That's
but
fun.
No one's sitting on it when you do it.
Oh, we did something wrong then. Never mind.
Ruh-roh.
Okay.
Don't go hunting with Dick Cheney, otherwise known as Greg. A Gainesville Police Department officer filed a sworn statement after the incident because Riley could not be found at the time. According to the officer, this happened about 4:19 a.m.,
Oh, wow.
4:19 a.m. This guy is get up early, hardworking, throw logs,
sure.
You know?
Uh-huh.
Run from the cops, don't get caught. It's just crazy. Now, he had an argument with a woman, and the victim said she and her friend were in the vehicle in the process of driving away when Riley intentionally threw a large log at the open driver's side window. It hit the window on the driver's side, leaving dents in a small piece of wood embedded in the window frame. The victim said that after Riley threw the log at her, she got out of the vehicle to confront him, and he poked her in the eye. No, 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 no. Never get out of the get out of the vehicle.
No.
Come on.
No.
So anyway, Willie Riley, 50 years old, was taken away and arrested. Domestic battery throwing a deadly missile into a vehicle.
Yes.
Yeah, you cannot. That is not good. Don't do that.
Probably shouldn't have known better already.
And, well, you know. He does have 5 felony convictions under his belt, 2 of them violent.
So he's a pattern of bad decisions.
And 4 misdemeanor convictions.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Served 2 state prison sentences.
Okay, I see a pattern.
But
here.
He's been, you know, look, he was released in 2019 and he didn't get caught.
Didn't get caught.
Well, that's why I said it that way, because his track record would indicate perhaps he was still doing things that, you know, are frowned upon by the law, but yet he didn't get caught.
Amazing.
But now,
these people, as I like to say,
throw stuff at cars, go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Don't throw stuff at cars, even though as a child. Might have thrown a snowball or two.
Not smart.
Did you ever do it as a kid?
No.
Of course not, you choir boy. Really?
I was in the choir. What are you trying to say?
You never threw a snowball at a car ever?
No, I don't think so. Maybe in front of high school.
Did you ever get in a snowball fight?
Oh, sure. Come on, I lived in St. Louis.
Did you ever get hit right in the face with a snowball?
I hate that because it's cold and it hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just making sure that you've experienced different aspects of life.
Oh, I've plenty.
I was going to have a friend stop by with some snow later, and you were going to be the target.
He's putting the hit out on me.
My arm's not what it used to be. So
we don't need you injuring yourself anymore.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
Yep. A dozen Republican lawmakers signed a letter in conjunction with Democrats supporting the extension of subsidies under the Affordable Care Act, the ACA. Signed by both Republicans and Democrats while addressed to bipartisan leadership, both chambers of Congress. The letter titled The Common Ground 2025, a bipartisan healthcare framework, proposes extensions on health insurance premium savings for Americans. Look, this had a sunset clause in it.
Yes.
I was never in favor of the ACA to begin with.
Right.
We knew it was flawed from the start by design. And it was Barack Obama who lied incessantly about it and also who knew that it was flawed because as a senator, he was asked about, medicine, et cetera. And he said, he's for, universal government, all government control, single payer and all that. And he said, but the American people aren't willing to accept that. So we'll have to do it in steps.
Hey, listen, the lefties know all about incrementalism. We're the proverbial frog in the boiling water.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing. They've got the long game down very well.
Yes, they do. The Justice Department has failed to secure a new indictment against New York Attorney General Letitia James after a judge dismissed the previous mortgage fraud prosecution that was encouraged by President Trump. Grand jury rejects new mortgage fraud indictment is kind of the headline there from the Associated Press. And prosecutors went back to a grand jury in Virginia after a judge's ruling halting the prosecution of another longtime Trump foe, former FBI Director James Comey, on the grounds that the U.S. attorney who presented the case was illegally appointed, right? You remember that? But grand jurors rejected prosecutors' request to bring charges. I mean, if the grand jury is not willing to indict, that's pretty much over and done with. And
it's frustrating.
I just, in this case, I honestly have to say, this is motivated by politics. This is motivated to say, you know what, you made my life a living hell. I want you to get a taste of it. Mm-hmm. I truly do. I don't think that the lying to the mortgage company, honestly, is of that level. Of course, neither was any of the stuff they tried to say Trump, misvalued all his property and all that.
Right.
I mean, that was disgraceful what happened
there. Well, here's the difference. He didn't do the things that he was accused of. She did.
Well, that could be true.
Well, it either is or isn't, because either
you can
either look at the form and see what she said or didn't. There's no gray area.
Well, for whatever reason, and I don't have, I'm not privy to all of the evidence, but I can tell you that the grand jury was, and they decided that they didn't want to push it forward through an indictment.
See, I don't think that is necessarily the flag of she did or didn't do it. It's did they decide
she probably did it.
I think she probably did. And I think grand juries can be influenced, and depending where you get your people from and where you are, it's like a survey. It's who you talk to.
But it is true that grand juries tend to be sort of soft in what they're looking for. In other words, the bar is not high to get an indictment generally, and if you don't get an indictment, may not have had much of a case. Doesn't mean she didn't do it.
Right.
But for whatever reason, didn't have a great case.
Well, I'm just glad she had to go through a little bit of hell.
Right.
Right. She deserves anything that happens to her, I think, pretty much. Well, not anything, but you know what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. No. Well, I get you.
Mm-hmm.
President Donald Trump's Department of Justice is adding a Second Amendment rights section to its Civil Rights Division.
Ooh.
We'll talk about that a little bit. Also coming up at 8:05, we're going to have Florida's CFO, Blaze Ingolia on the air, and there's several things that we want to ask him about, so stick around for that. 7:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Now it's time for What's Bugging You? Yeah, air it out. Get it off your chest. Call in. What's Bugging You is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So call in now, 877-975-9825.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Another awesome day. It's shaping up to be, my friends. Welcome, welcome. Enjoy. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy, happy Friday. It is 7:22 right now. Time for What's Bugging You. It's where you call in, you air it out, you get it off your chest, feel better for the weekend. It's nice. And it's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't hesitate. Don't be shy. Call now. 877-975-9825. And Jen, what's bugging you?
Good morning. What's bugging me is this. My son is going to be losing his health insurance because he's turning 19. And he's still in high school because he was sick and in the hospital a lot, so he lost a year. That's not the issue. So I apply and I call up the Obamacare thing, and they said that because he doesn't have income, he would not qualify for a subsidy because it would fall under mine. And I said, well, I don't need insurance. I have insurance, but I can't. If I add him onto my policy, it's an extra $1,100 a month, which completely wipes out my entire paycheck. And the reason I don't qualify for it is Obamacare does not count child support as income, but Medicaid does. So we fall in the hole. I make too much for Medicaid, but not enough for the subsidies. And so my only option is getting a private policy for him, which is exorbitantly priced for a teenager, which is ridiculous. So I'm very frustrated by all the little rules that they have, and no matter where you turn, you're screwed. But have a good day, guys.
Yeah, no, hang in there. I know this might not apply, but, I mean, he is an adult now. You could carry him, but I didn't know you had to carry him. You can carry him until he's 26, theoretically. But, yeah, like you say, that makes your rate go through the roof. I don't know. Just keep trying. Keep trying. I know there's solutions out there, but, you're going to have to just keep beating the bushes. But I think there's something right around the corner you're going to find. Wayne, good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'll tell you what's bugging me this morning is the lefty news. CNN, Jake Tapper, I don't watch them, but I did read the article on it where he was talking about this the bomber that they caught up there in Virginia. And he talks about him and says that he was a white male and then shows his picture. So where's Al Sharpton and the NAACP and all those guys complaining that they misidentified the man's race? I mean, come on. Where are they at?
Yeah, I don't think you're going to hear from them. I think you missed what Jake Tapper said. He goes, I hope he's a 30-year-old white man.
That's what he should have said, and that would have been kind of truth in it for the change.
877-975-9825. And Terry, what's bugging you?
We got a little sibling war going on.
Uh-oh.
I have my sister every year. I don't know what to get her for Christmas. She's older than me. I don't know what size Depends she wears. Whoa. So I usually send her lotto tickets. And she fussed at me for the work she has to put in to win $3 or $4. I said, okay. So this year, I sent her a card, said, don't worry, I scratched the tickets for you. Here's your $3. Merry Christmas.
Wow.
Oh,
I can't
wow.
see why there's a problem there. You're just trying to be helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
whatever happened to it's the thought that counts? You
yeah,
know,
no,
whatever
come on. What about
happened
that?
To that? Or just, yeah, give her $5 or something. Why yeah. even buy the lottery tickets?
Yeah.
Just give her $5.
There you go.
Or whatever, you know, mm-hmm. is sort of agreed upon.
Yeah, but I got a feeling if she won the big one, you're getting nothing. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it just wouldn't be worth all her time to send you the money.
All that effort.
Right?
Right.
Scratching off that ticket. My goodness.
Yes. Exhausting.
Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is that Trump didn't just go along with that judge's $18 million valuation of his property and instruct that judge to contact the property appraiser's office to adjust his last 10 years of property taxes so he can just wait for the check in the mail and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think of it that way based on assessed rates and what he was paying, but, you know, I don't know what the deal is, but I know this. That judge wasn't letting anything legitimate slide at all. He was hell-bent on heading exactly where he went. All right? Let's go to Joe. Good morning. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is moms that want to coddle their 19-year-old adult son. There is an answer out there. I'm a disabled American veteran, and I would do it all over again. My health care is covered, and I don't understand why they don't think that's an option. I thank you for your time, and I love your station. Love it. I love the aspect that you allow us to call in, especially this format right here. Y'all are top-notch, great Americans. Thank you for your time.
Well, thank you, Joe. I appreciate that. Yeah, I don't know all the ins and outs of anybody's kids, what their capabilities are, right. what their issues may or may not be.
And if it's a military thing, Jen is very familiar with that.
Oh, okay.
She's
so you know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But love the input. Love the compliments. Trevor, good morning. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me today is today's Mike Potter's Weatherman on TV20's last day.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for the 30-something years you've done.
I agree.
He's a nice guy, too.
I think he was,
like
his on-air presence was very, very good. He always sounded professional.
Yep.
He just struck the perfect tone for me when delivering the weather.
Just a real guy.
Yeah, I don't really know him, but I've heard nothing but nice things about him.
Well, we've had some chats, you know, during the Greg Cassidy schmooze tours.
Uh-huh.
Over the years. So,
okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, nice guy.
Well, yeah. Well, congratulations, Mike. We hope that the future that you have lots of fun and enjoy your life.
Fair weather.
And fair weather.
Yes.
Indeed. Blue skies.
Yeah.
728 on the Bob Rose Show. You're busy, we know. The Bob Rose Show podcast, though, have every minute, every issue on demand now, free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast, Apple, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The first thing that's affected is your judgment when you imbibe alcohol.
I believe that.
Keep that in mind. 735 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Case in point of alcohol affecting your judgment, and it's immediate, by the way, but then it usually your judgment goes downhill with a greater amount of alcohol that you consume. Now, most people know this. Maybe not everybody's quite figured it out, or maybe some people have an issue with it. A 37-year-old woman in Ocala was arrested. Apparently, she was actively drinking from a liquor bottle. This 375-milliliter bottle of Flashpoint, some kind of alcohol. They observed that approximately 75% of the liquid inside had been consumed. 375, that's like, I don't know. It's not a huge amount.
But if something is actually named Flashpoint, it sounds strong. You know?
Or if it has a devil on the label, there might be a reason to avoid it.
Yeah.
Just saying. But no, this young woman, and I feel for her. She's got to have issues. It's not funny, actually. But it just goes to show you know, what law enforcement encounters on a regular basis. And the woman was actually observed walking on the sidewalk. She was like missing, some clothes. Yeah, and her underwear was around her knees, exposing her buttock and other private area. The woman was later identified as Kendra Ann Jones. The report further stated that Jones was actively drinking from that liquor bottle, etc. When the officer attempted to speak with Jones, she allegedly became combative, and she was detained in handcuffs. And you know she couldn't run, right?
Not in that condition, no.
Well, no, especially if your underwear around your...
That was the condition I meant.
Oh, okay. Yes. Jones was placed under arrest, booked in the Marion County Jail. I hope she gets help.
Yes, she needs it.
And she doesn't want that charge on a record. Exposure of sexual organs and public consumption in violation of city ordinance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not good.
And hopefully this will be her rock bottom. And she'll straighten out, because I see a picture of her. I mean, there's no reason why she couldn't have a great life ahead of her. So, yeah, I feel for you. Look, there's people that are suffering, and they act out, and maybe that really is a blessing in disguise. That's what you hope. And, address that issue before anything really bad happens to you or someone else, so... All right. I mentioned this earlier. Trump, Department of Justice, adding a Second Amendment's rights section to its civil rights division. Reuters noted the new section is expected to be open any day now. Yeah. The National Shooting Sports Foundation reported that the creation of the Second Amendment rights section is a historic course correction in federal policy and highlights the Trump administration's continued effort to assess ongoing infringements on Second Amendment rights. Isn't that awesome? Would an authoritarian president go to all the trouble to make sure that your Second Amendment rights are protected? He protects our First Amendment rights as well, of course. Would he do that if he was an authoritarian? First thing they do is shut down free speech. Mm-hmm. Second thing they do is take people's guns away.
Yeah, I think the authoritarian president would probably say that you don't need a handgun, you don't need an AR-15, you just need to get a shotgun and go shoot it off your balcony, which is actually illegal in most places.
Yeah, you're talking about Joe and the shotgun?
Yeah. It's going to get those deer with Kevlar and all, whatever that means.
Well, the founding fathers. Uh-huh. Well, they got together when they were, framing the Constitution. Uh-huh. They're like, we've all had problems with deer.
Oh, yeah.
Jefferson's like, yeah, I can't keep Monticello nice. They keep eating the flowers. You know what I mean?
And you shoot Washington's at them and they got Kevlar on. What do you do?
Washington's like, Mount Vernon's a mess because of those daggone deer. Well, it's just a matter of time before the deer actually, take over.
And chop down the cherry tree.
And that's why we need a Second Amendment to protect us.
From deer from eating the deer. Trees, yeah.
It's crazy, isn't it? Uh-huh. How the lefties just like, durr,
oh my God. Arr. Yeah, pretty much.
Anyway. I told you Letitia James appears to be off the hook. Mm-hmm. She's off the hook. She was off the chain. Now she's off the hook.
Oh, brother.
Yeah. And this was a grand jury. A grand jury, and they just decided now that maybe not enough here to move forward, which is fairly rare with grand juries, because usually you don't take something to the grand jury unless you got, you know, something going on. But anyway, that's where that stands for now. President Donald Trump, authoritarian,
yes.
President Donald Trump.
Yes, that guy, yeah.
Quoted the gospel Thursday evening.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Authoritarians aren't always known for their defense of religious freedom.
Well, especially when it comes to Christianity.
Yeah.
Because, in fact, it's kind of the authoritarian ones tend to go, well, you can do anything else except say Jesus.
Yeah. In fact, again, what did I say? The first thing they do is squelch freedom of speech.
Uh-huh.
Then they take your guns away.
Uh-huh.
And the third thing is, in fact, they don't allow for the practice of religion in many cases.
So you're telling me that the checklist there of three things that mm-hmm. an authoritarian mm-hmm. president would do
yeah.
are the three things that Donald Trump does not do.
Not only does he not do it, he protects those rights. He doesn't infringe upon them.
Wow.
He protects them and maybe even when possible expands them.
Almost like it's part of his job or responsibility to protect the Constitution and serve Americans.
Yes.
That's a crazy thought
yep.
in Washington, D.C.
Yep. Hmm. So they had the national tree lighting.
Portland.
No. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. National Christmas tree lighting. Just minutes from the White House. Melania was there. Cited John 1:4 from the Gospel. Tonight, this beautiful evergreen tree glows bright on the dark and cold winter night and reminds us of the words of the Gospel of John. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind.
Wow.
Beautiful words, Trump said. With the birth of Jesus, human history turned from night to day. His word and his example call us to love one another, to serve one another, and to honor the sacred truth that every child is specially made in the image of God.
Nice.
That about puts it all in there, doesn't it?
That covers a lot of territory there.
Love one another.
Mm-hmm.
Serve one another.
Mm-hmm.
Honor the sacred truth that every child is made in the image of God.
You know, just kind of a little bunny trail here. You know, you've said so many times, you know, when people question, as a Christian, how'd you vote for Donald Trump? And again, you can cite many, not to be preachy here, but the fact is you can cite so many people in Scripture that were not qualified for a given job. And you would have not voted for them for a given job, but they were actually called because there were things they were supposed to do that they probably didn't even know. And even though we had our doubts maybe early on, like, okay, is Donald Trump really going to be a good conservative? Is he going to, you know, stand for the things that are important to us? I think it's kind of a twofold thing. I think, one, he surprised us with the things he has supported and how strong he's been. But I almost wonder if he was chosen because there's a lot of things that are going to be good for him as a person that God had in mind. Think of the people that are in his path, that are in his orbit,
mm-hmm.
Putting good things into him to think about, to, you know, just I think there could be a change of a lot of mindset, even from a spiritual basis.
Oh, I think big time from a spiritual basis. I think that he's an extremely enlightened man about the world.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Right.
And I think that this has helped him to make a transition into really having kind of an epiphany and a greater understanding and accepting of how important a relationship is.
I mean, will he always be a little rough around the edges?
With the Lord.
Sure. But what's getting in is the question there.
But anybody who questions him and his character and all that in the current day are not really all that familiar that the Bible pretty much almost, if not all the stories, are filled full of people who, like you said, were sinners, were unqualified,
mm-hmm.
and God called them to be qualified. See, that's one of the things he can do. You know, that whole omnipotent thing?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah, he can do that one.
The God stuff?
Yeah.
Capital G?
Exactly.
Yeah.
He can do that. 7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Plenty more to talk about. And did I mention it's Friday?
Woo!
Hip, hip, hooray. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Hopefully you won't be impacted by the cosmic rays.
That sounds scary.
Yeah, it is. I'll tell you all about it.
Okay.
It's from a galaxy far, far away. But I'm not making this up. This ain't Star Wars, pal. I'm
waiting for Darth Vader to show up or something.
Luke, I am your father.
Bob, that's the wrong line.
That's what you were telling me.
Yeah, it is.
That's crazy.
It is.
Greg loves to correct me, and it's not just me. He corrects everybody. But
pretty much, it's my job.
But in this case, it is an odd thing that, I mean, don't you think that's the line? Luke, I am your father.
Most people do.
What is it?
No, I am your father.
No, like, know it? Like, you need to
like,
know?
Like, no, no.
Like, no, like, no.
No, I am your father.
Yeah. Oh. You're a bad guy. You're Darth Vader. No.
I'm your father.
I am your father.
I'm sure a lot of people are going, what in the world are you guys talking about?
Yeah, what do you call that, the Mandela effect?
Yeah, because today was actually the day that he passed away, I think 2013. And where it started was so many people at that point go, what do you mean he died? I watched his funeral like 10 years ago, and they were convinced that it happened already. And so it was almost like time or something changed, and it's just this weird mental thing. So that turned into a thing like that, where so many things we think we would swear, I'll bet my paycheck on that. And then we're wrong. We have remembered it wrong. But it's like in mass. It's not like just
right.
One person.
It's not an individual
it.
No, like, you know, huge. Got it wrong. It yep. is a where everyone believes the like mirror, mirror on the wall. That's apparently not the line.
That's wrong. It's magic mirror on the wall.
Magic mirror on the wall.
Yep.
Now, maybe people who have, you know, done a play or something where the, you know what I mean?
Because I'm sure it gets written down wrong. Yeah, absolutely.
But how many people, would say mirror, mirror on the wall from the old Snow White thing?
Think of the Fruit of the Loom logo. And everybody, and most people think of it, they see the, I think for you it was the grapes that stand out. You see the fruit. But most people think it's in a cornucopia, the whole kind of the woven basket thing.
Huh.
It's not there. It doesn't exist.
Huh. I didn't spend a lot of time like staring at the label on my underwear, but man, you know, that's just
You know, you just remember the guys in the costumes. You know, that's.
I just remember I was happy when they came out in different colors.
See, there you go.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah,
I just I was very tired of the white.
Mm.
A New Jersey-bound airplane that suddenly plunged thousands of feet in the air, sending 15 people to the hospital in October. This is the reason they're giving.
Mm-hmm.
This is not made up.
Right.
Okay, you ready? This is the reason that plane dropped like that. It was likely struck by cosmic rays from a star that exploded in another galaxy.
Far, far away.
A galaxy.
Like, is that crazy?
Andromeda. Like, not from our Milky Way.
Yeah.
Like, from another galaxy.
That's... And the odds of hitting that plane. What are the odds of that? Come on.
Those cosmic rays, travel that far to actually, like, knock an airplane down, 10,000 feet or something crazy like that?
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
You'd think of, like, some kind of temperature inversion, weather phenomena, you know, something like that.
Even solar flares that maybe affected instrumentation or something, but no, was not.
It's interesting how they named solar flares after Ric Flair.
What? That's because when you see one, what do? You mean, like, exactly. That's why.
But the plane dropped so dramatically, they actually sent like 15 people to the hospital. You know, some were, pretty banged up.
Oh, one of the, I don't know what you want to call them. I'm going to call them a stewardess. But anyway, literally, because as the plane dropped, they were standing and they went up. And you can see some cracks in, like, the plastic
they
overhead.
They smashed their head so hard.
Yes, that it broke the plastic.
Yeah. I'm just trying to work this out to how I can use this for some sort of an excuse. Like, yes, sir, what's your hurry? Heading to a fire, boy? no, sir. They're just, it seemed to be a, I don't know, cosmic rays kind of hit me from behind and pushed my car forward at a rate that I just, wow, I could hardly control until I saw your blue lights. You think that might work? Cosmic rays?
I'm envisioning all the law enforcement that we know that are listening to the show right
now.
And that sound actually is that of the in mass of rolling eyes. So like Bob's so up to it again. He's trying to get out of trouble.
That one's not going to work either. Huh?
I don't think so. No.
The old cosmic rays defense.
But I bet they've never heard that one before.
I bet not.
I'll bet you'll be the first. See?
Yeah, we got to find ways in which we can use this because apparently it has been established by space experts as a real phenomenon.
That is amazing, though.
It does seem like far-fetched.
Very far.
You pushed a huge plane down so quickly, so violently, yet you're telling me these cosmic rays came from a star that exploded in another galaxy.
Right.
Wow. All right. Cosmic rays, huh? It's 7:56. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Don't forget the Bob Rose podcast, wherever you normally get your podcast, Apple, Spotify, or iHeart. Check it out. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.